The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to the Energetic Toy Box with Julia Stubbe. The Energetic Toy Box starts out with guided imagery, with the basic healing elements of space, love, and joy. As we move deeper, you'll be introduced or reintroduced to alternative and holistic healing. And in each show, you'll come away with the desire to explore tools that you can use in your daily life. Now, here is your host, Julia Stubbe.
Hello, and welcome to the Energetic Toy Box. I am your host, Julia Stubbe, and I thank you for being here. I am grateful and appreciate you tuning in today and listening live. Or if you're listening to the recording at another time, I appreciate you as well. Each week we will start out with some guided imagery to set the space with love and joy. We will then open the energetic toy box and explore the fundamentals of metaphysical world. Today we're having a conversation about psychic capacities. What are they and how we can tap into them? My guest today is Glenise Hughes. Glenise is an author, speaker, and facilitator of infinite possibilities. You can listen to Glenise on a radio show, Living in the Magic of Possibilities, right here on Voice America on the Empowerment Channel. Okay, so let's get started off with some guided imagery. I wanted to invite each and every one of you to just play along using your imagination. So let's get in our heart space, and let us first start by taking a comfortable breath. Deep. Take it in through your nose. Hold the breath. And when you're ready, exhale through the mouth as if you were blowing out a candle, releasing all the stress of the day, relaxing your shoulders, the back of your head. Now take another deep breath. Once more, in through the nose, holding the breath. And when you're comfortable, out through the mouth. For those of you who are in a safe place, please feel free to close your eyes to enhance the experience. For those who are driving or operating equipment, let's keep our eyes wide open, okay? Thanks. Now, let's bring our attention to our heart space. Let your heart expand with love and gratitude. Just feel it expanding. Much more love with gratitude. Now let's take that love and send it up through our throat and through our crown up to the angelic realms. And when you're ready, receive that love and gratitude back down through your crown, through your heart, and into your heart space. 10 times what we sent up comes back tenfold, yes. And feel your heart expanding even greater. Feel that love and gratitude in your heart space filling you with peace and joy. Now imagine that love radiating from your heart surrounding Mother Earth. Imagine that love touching all the beings of the planet. And take another breath. And off to your right, you notice a path that leads through a beautiful garden of roses. You follow the path through the rose garden, noticing roses of many colors. The fragrance is intoxicating. And you just can't wait to see what's around the bend. There you find ruby red roses, vibrant orange roses. Butterflies are floating around your head. You see and smell the roses the color of yellow sunshine. The greenery around you is so lush, and you take in the sounds of the birds chirping. As you continue along the path, you see roses of indigo blue and deep violet. You take notice to a clearing where you see two beautiful women getting ready to open the energetic toy box. You sit back and relax as you listen to see what they have discovered. In opening the energetic toy box, beautiful possibilities of awareness fill the space. And when you're ready, come back into your body. Now I would like to welcome our guest, Glenise Hughes. Glenise has inspired thousands around the world through her writing, speaking events, and classes. You've traveled so many places, Glenise. I want to welcome you for taking time out of your day and joining us. So how are you doing?
Thanks so much, Julia. I am just awesome. I just got back from my European tour, and I am happy to be home for a little while and just so grateful to be part of your show today.
Well, I'm very grateful for you to join us. So I listened to your radio show, and on one of it you said that everybody has psychic capabilities. You know, we all have psychic capacities, and that's why Spirit guided me to choose you for the show. Now, so I would like to just talk about psychic capacities. We all have them, but, you know, we don't even recognize them, some of us. You know, that's like some of us are just awakening, or we've, you know, and if you're listening to the show, you're definitely awakening because Spirit brought you here. So I call it Claire what, Claire who, because when I talk to somebody and I say, oh, I'm clairaudient, they, what? So I would like to talk a little bit about each of the Claires and maybe the difference between empaths and mediums and such and such. So what's your take on what a clairsentience? What are the signs that you're clairsentient or symptoms, however you want to put that?
Yeah, the clairsentient is psychic feeling. So it can be, you know, where you just even feel how somebody's feeling that's sitting across the table from you at dinner time, let's say. Clairsentient can also be when you're walking around in a mall or somewhere where there's a lot of people and it's really difficult for you to be there. Maybe you go in with a big list of things to shop for, and within 10 minutes you just want to run out and get to your car and get home as quick as you can because the energy is so intense. So it shows up different for each person, but it's psychic feeling. It's where you're able to pick up the feelings of other people.
Yeah, it's similar to empathic feelings as well, because an empath has very similar feelings that I know growing up. I was clairsentient, clairaudient, and I was a very clear empath, and I know it can be overwhelming. So is there any suggestions you can suggest to our listeners that may have these symptoms that of how they can channel that in a different way to make it more comfortable for them?
The number one way that I've found, and a lot of my clients have found, to really shift it for them is to energetically expand out. Often what we do when we feel bombarded or we feel something that isn't comfortable to us, we start to contract. We energetically kind of pull in as tight as we can. And what that does was it ups the energy of feeling that whatever it is we don't like to feel. So if we can just expand out energetically, and I'll take the listeners through just a short little thing so they can get a sense of that. If you can expand out, and the more that you can expand out, the more ease you'll have with that, because we don't want to ever shut down our capacities and our abilities. We just, like you say, we just need to have some tools to be able to work with them so they don't become uncomfortable for us.
Okay. Well, we're going to be coming up on a break soon. So maybe right after the break, we can go through that exercise. I think that would be really great.
Sure, absolutely.
I know one of the other things of clairsentience is, like, if you have a gut feeling, that's another way that people interpret that. Is that, because I know for me, it's like you just know. And it's like you don't know why you know. You just know because in your gut you just feel it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it can be, it depends. If we want to get really picky with that, it could be if, you know, when you say you just know and you don't know how you know, you just know. To me, that's more claircognizance because that's the psychic knowing. However, if it's like a feeling within your stomach, like don't go that way, don't go that way, and you don't know why, but you just feel that kind of like real clench. It's like, oh, no, I shouldn't choose that or I shouldn't drive that way. Then yeah, absolutely. That's clairsentient, the actual feeling of it going, ugh, no, that doesn't feel right.
Because I know that for me, some of my gifts have overlapped and it gets like they kind of play with each other sometimes. So I think in that case that the knowing and the feeling can work together as well, because if you listen to your body, really are aware of your body, then that helps you to be able to get that gift of knowing and feel more comfortable with it.
Absolutely.
For me.
Absolutely. And I always encourage people to really, you know, start utilizing the psychic capacity that's strongest for them. So maybe clairsentience is what's strongest. And the more that you use what's strongest, the other ones will come into play, so much so you won't even know, you know, I mean, if you asked me when I was doing, you know, a mediumship reading for somebody, okay, which clair did you use there? I couldn't even piece it apart. You know, they're so running together all the time that saying, oh, well, this part was that and this part was that, it would be difficult to do for sure.
Yeah, because I think if you try to separate it, then you actually take away from the gifts, because then you're in your head and you're analyzing everything and you're trying to go to come to some kind of conclusion.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's really about trusting. I mean, trusting and getting to know yourself and trusting what these feelings feel like for you.
Yeah. Yeah, and so often we've had them since we were born, and so a lot of times people don't acknowledge them as a capacity, as a gift, because they're so part of their everyday life that they don't see it as anything spectacular. And I know for myself, growing up, I always called, you know, my clairvoyance, the psychic seeing, it was my imagination. And so when I was starting in this journey and looking at different things, it was like, no, that's just imagination.
And as a child, you know, we get told that, oh, you shouldn't feel that way, or you know, and we get shut down. So a lot of times these gifts become latent under layer because we've been told that, oh, you shouldn't feel that way. So you know, my thought is when you have kids that are telling you that, it's like I try to explore it with, oh, well, tell me how you feel and tell me why what you're feeling inside your body or what you're knowing. So that's how
brilliant.
I work with my son with that.
That's awesome, because you're right. It's just another way of receiving information, and if we can allow everybody around us their way, then self-trust becomes a lot more ease.
And if we start trusting as a child, then we can trust as an adult more. Well, we're going to take a short break. I want to thank Glenise for joining us today. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about psychic capacities. So here, we're going to take this short break, and we'll be back shortly. Thank you.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Julia Stubbe is a visionary artist whose artwork is a magical process of transformation and creation from a space of pure heart. Pulling inspiration from every oracle and being as they surround her, she captures the very essence of their spirit from within. Her art is an extraordinary expression of the inherent beauty of life. And by gifting yourself or a loved one an original piece of art by Julia, you are nurturing and honoring your entire being. Visit her website at www.wellnesstreasures.com today. Are you ready to shift into higher consciousness? Are you ready for contact with beings from higher dimensions? Ancient and new spiritual technologies will help you take that evolutionary step. Find out more about this powerful shift when you tune in to Conscious Evolution Radio with Ann Gelsheimer. Let's help humanity evolve, bringing in the best possibilities and ideas that our world needs right now. Conscious Evolution Radio can be heard live every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
You are enjoying the Energetic Toy Box. Julia would love to hear from you with any questions or comments about the show. Send your emails to julia@wellnesstreasures.com. That's julia@wellnesstreasures.com. Now, back to the Energetic Toy Box.
Welcome back to the Energetic Toy Box. I'm your host, Julia Stubbe, joined today with our guest, Glenice Hughes, and we are exploring our psychic capacities. And before the break, Glenice had mentioned an exercise where we expand out. So, Glenice, would you go through that process for our listeners, please, and for myself as well? Thank you.
Absolutely, yes. And this is something, you know, even if you're just listening and you're not quite sure about the whole psychic world and all of that, please use this exercise. It can create so much difference in your day. And if you'll do it like 30 times a day or 300 times, and I'm going to take you through it a bit longer than you have to do it, but the more that you do it, the quicker it'll take for you to become kind of living in that space of the expanded energy. So if it's safe to do so, I'm going to get everybody to close their eyes. And I just want you to become aware of your toes and your ankles and your legs. Pardon me. Your hips, up your stomach and your spine, up to your shoulders, down your arms to your fingertips, up your neck to the top of your head, out to the tips of your ears, just becoming aware of every part of your body. Yeah. And any part of your body that is stressed or tense or not feeling the way you would like it to feel, just invite it to relax. Now, while being connected to your body, energetically expand out into the room around you, so that you're energetically touching the walls and the floor and the ceiling and all of the furniture, and if there's other people, just becoming one with everything in the room. And then expanding out energetically while being connected to your body, going out and touching the entire building that you're in. So all of the external walls, the basement if there is one, the roof, and everything and everyone within that space, just expanding out energetically and becoming one. Then expanding out into the city or town that you live in. Even if you don't know what the borders of that place look like, just energetically expand out. Your energy knows, so that you're becoming one with all of the animals, with the trees, with the cars, with the buildings, with the concrete, with the grass or the snow, whatever may be there, just expanding out. And now expanding out into the entire province or state in which you live, going all the way north and all the way south and all the way west and all the way east. Yeah. And now energetically expanding out into the entire earth. So going all the way down to the center of Mother Earth, that beautiful crystal dirt energy, and expanding up. To the continents, the countries, the oceans, the desert, the mountains, the cities, the people, the animals, all the way up to the sky, becoming one with everything and everyone on planet Earth. And then expanding out beyond the Earth, energetically expanding farther than you've ever expanded before. and energetically expanding out farther and farther and farther. And at any point, if you feel like you're constricting, just expand out again. Noticing how spacious this feels. Noticing how more like you it feels. Noticing how there isn't a care in the world when you're expanded energetically. And noticing how from this space of expansion, anything can pass through you without you being the effect of it. And expanding out farther and farther and farther. And then from this space of total expansion, you can open your eyes. And that's a totally different way. A lot of times when we meditate or we get into that space, when it's time to come out, we turn it around and we start closing it down again. And we really don't want to do that. The more we can be this spaciousness in our everyday life, the more ease we'll have with our clairsentience, with the feelings of people around us, with the energies of the everyday world where there's no effect on us. We're aware of them, but they're not debilitating us or causing us any stress or pain in any way.
Thank you for that. That was beautiful.
Awesome. You're welcome.
So you were talking about as a child, clairvoyance was your gift that you had to recognize and figure out what to do with?
Well, so it was, and it really wasn't something I did anything with. It was just, you know, looking back when I was 30, when I started becoming aware of that, is I looked back and went, wow, I had what I called imagination, and that was it. Like, it wasn't something that I had to deal with. It wasn't something I went to my parents with and said, oh, you know, I see dead people or anything like that. It really, I didn't have any of what I utilize now that I was aware of, except, you know, I can see where it was clairvoyance, where it was psychic seeing, but I was calling it imagination. And so when it would come to pass, I didn't really even think much of it. So it wasn't something until, like I say, until I was 30 that I really started looking at more of and really had to kind of find a ways to utilize it in ways that were fun for me.
And can you share some of those ways that were fun?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, my first experience really was once I had taken a Reiki class and I was starting to play with energy, and I was reading all sorts of books about clairvoyance and about all of the psychic abilities, really, and how to utilize them. And then when I had my first connection with somebody who had crossed over, and that's really, you know, after I kind of got through the initial shock of that, then it was just the playfulness of, oh my gosh, I mean, can I do this anywhere when I'm at the co-op? Can I just see the dead people walking around? Oh my gosh, look, I can. And, you know, like just playing with it, like more like a game than anything else.
Yeah, because I think if we get in our head and like, oh my gosh, because it's like for me, I mean, I guess I do have some kind of clairvoyance, and I didn't really think about it because I use my imagination all the time, and it's like you actually put that in a different perspective for me because I thought that wasn't really one of my strong suits, but I do utilize my imagination all the time. And I remember the first time after my Reiki class is, you know, it's like I had this little girl grab a hold of my arm, and it's like in my imagination I could see her, but because I couldn't really see her, I didn't think it was clairvoyant. Does that, you know, I mean, because we really don't necessarily see it. We just see it in our imagination is part of it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And when I teach my psychic classes, I always tell people the way that I see psychically is I just get them to imagine, and everybody right now can do the same. Imagine a green apple in your mind. That's how my clairvoyance shows up for me. It's not, I don't see it with my physical eyes. It's not separate. It's like a running movie in my head, or still images, or what we might call imagination, except it's not imagination. It's actually, you know, the information coming through in pictures in my mind.
Yeah, because like, you know, I always say, oh, I can't see, but it's like, wow, it's like I'm thinking, wow, I really do, don't I?
Yeah, and I mean, I wonder.
Thank you for clearing that up for me.
Absolutely, and I wonder how much more you'll be able to see now that you're going to stop saying I can't see.
Well, it just wasn't one of my, I just never considered it one of my stronger gifts, but it's like, wow, I utilize that all the time with my imagination. It's like when, because I'm clairaudient, so I hear things, and it's like I imagine what that being would look like, or, you know, and it's like, oh, you're really tall, and like, you know, and, you know, you have, oh, this sparkly about you, and it's like, wow, that's part of clairvoyant. That's really, really quite interesting. Thank you for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, it's like, you know, right there is a proof that, you know, I didn't even believe my capacity, and just by looking at it in a different way really shows that we all have that capacity to explore. It's, you know, and be fun with it. I know, as you know, being clairaudient, I would hear things growing up, and it's like that, you know, that gift to me was almost like a curse, because it's like I would have to watch people's mouths to make sure they were talking with their outside voice. You know, it's not like you would I would read minds, but I could hear their thoughts coming out.
Yeah.
And it's like, wow, that got, you know, a little scary for them as well, if I would start answering their questions before they would ask their questions.
Yes.
So have you had any experience with clairaudient, which is the listening and hearing part of the psychic capacities?
Yeah, for sure. And like I say, now I couldn't tell you which is which. It's, you know, I don't go through and label it all, but when I very first started and made that very first connection with the guy who had crossed over, that was what he was utilizing for me, was the clairaudience, because it was, although I would tell you I thought I was thinking it, it wasn't a big booming voice externally, and it was just, he just kept saying, tell her I love her. I was working with a friend of mine, and it was a friend of hers who was coming through for her, and he just kept saying, tell her I love her, tell her I love her. But again, I just thought I was thinking it, which was really uncomfortable, because I do love her, but telling her that in that situation, it wasn't appropriate. So, you know, once I got past my, what's wrong with me? Why am I going crazy? Why would I want to tell her that? And realized it wasn't me, and it was from him. You know, that's how clairaudience shows up for me, is it's more within my head again. So I don't know, what is yours like? Is it a booming voice externally, or is it?
Well, it's a quiet voice inside, and I have an agreement with spirit that I have to hear something 3 times before I share it with someone, so that I make sure the message is really truly for them and not just some side audience, you know, chiming in.
Right.
So it's like I want to always, you know, use discernment in delivering messages that come through. Because to me, it's like, you know, if I told everybody everything I heard, you just don't want to go there.
No.
Like, yeah. So we have still, we're going to talk about after the next break, we want to talk about the knowing, which is claircognizance, right? Because you said that. And then I wanted to talk a little bit more about empathy, because empathy, I think a lot of us have that, and we just, you know, that expansion exercise is really great. But another thing is to ask if this truly is our stuff. So that's one of the things I want to talk about after the break. So we're going to take a short break, and then we'll be back with Glenise Hughes on the Energetic Toy Box. Thanks for checking in with us.
This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Julia Stubbe is a visionary artist whose artwork is a magical process of transformation and creation from a space of pure heart. Pulling inspiration from every oracle and being as they surround her, she captures the very essence of their spirit from within. Her art is an extraordinary expression of the inherent beauty of life. And by gifting yourself or a loved one an original piece of art by Julia, you are nurturing and honoring your entire being. Visit her website at www.wellnesstreasures.com today. On the program Inside Out, our outsides match our insides. Join host Beth Green, along with co-host James Maynard, for an insightful weekly journey that lets us all be real with no boundaries. We'll discuss current events, interview amazing guests, challenge old ideas, and see ourselves and our world more clearly. It's about you as much as us. So you're invited to call in, write in, and most of all, tune in. Listen for Inside Out, live every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Be visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
You are enjoying the Energetic Toy Box. Julia would love to hear from you with any questions or comments about the show. Send your emails to julia@wellnesstreasures.com. That's julia@wellnesstreasures.com. Now, back to the Energetic Toy Box.
Welcome back to the Energetic Toy Box. I am your host, Julia Stubbe, joined today with my guest, Glenys Hughes, and we are exploring our psychic capacities. So I wanted to talk a little bit more about claircognizance, which is the knowing. So, because that would drive people crazy if I would just say, well, I just know. So how do you just know something?
Well, you know, for me, if people have listened to my radio show, they know I use the tools of Access Consciousness. And one of the things that I absolutely adore about Access Consciousness is the phrase, just for me, just for fun, never tell anyone. So, you know, it depends on if I'm in a session doing a reading for somebody, then obviously they're not questioning how it's coming through. So I don't need to talk about if I know it or if I see it or if I hear it. And other people just on the street or friends or family, I mean, I just keep it to myself. Like, I just know, and that's okay if they don't. And try, I spent early on in my career trying to convince people that I wasn't crazy and that I did just know, and that didn't work very well. So
it doesn't. It's like they really, you can just see the padded cell in front of you, in front of their eyes. It's like, yeah, it's like, and I'm thinking, oh, I just want flowers in my padded cell, you know. One of the things that happened with me is I was doing some part-time waitressing after my son was born, and I was sitting at the end of the shift, and we were sitting there having a beer, and it's like alcohol and psychic capacities, they really don't mix. So we're having a conversation, and I took my eyes off of her mouth for a moment, and it's like, and she goes, oh, I'm not going to say anything about that. I'm like, oh, you know what? We all think about what would happen if our spouse would die out of the clear blue. And it's like, the look on her face was like, wow. So that's true what they say about you, you read minds. But to me, clairaudience isn't about reading minds. It's picking up thoughts. I mean, that's personal for me, but it's like, wow. Once that gets out there, the whole restaurant was like looking at me with a little bit of, you know, scare in their eyes. So empathy, I want to talk a bit more of that because I think we all have some kind of empathy that's really important. And I think, you know, where we are actually feeling what other people are feeling. And, you know, I love the exercise that you did, but to recognize, is this truly mine? And if it's not, you know, how would you, you know, I know you do the light and heavy and you can send it back to sender. Can you do, can you talk a little bit about that, if it's whether it's ours or not?
Yeah, absolutely. And this might surprise your listeners and might even make them a little bit angry, but 98% of our thoughts, feelings, and emotions are not ours. We are so aware, whatever you want to call it, if you want to call it clairsentience, if you want to call it empath, if you want to call it intuitive, it doesn't matter what we call it. We're all aware. Our bodies are awareness units of magnitude. And so we pick up on people's thoughts and feelings and emotions. And a great example is if you've ever had the experience, maybe you're sitting having a visit with somebody or you're walking by somebody on the street, and all of a sudden you just have this thought of, well, why would they wear that shirt with those pants? Or, wow, their hair looks ridiculous today. Or, you know, something that you know isn't the way you would be about somebody, like it's a judgment that you're delivering. And of course, you're not saying, most times we're not saying it, it's just internal. And what we're actually picking up on is we're picking up on their judgments of them. And so then if you just start paying attention to those ones, then you can even become more aware of when you're thinking about money. Let's say all of a sudden you're worrying about money, and maybe you could say, but you know what, I'm worrying about money because my bank account only has $20 in it. But I mean, how many people in the world worry about money? So the question becomes, okay, who does this belong to? And you're not looking for an answer to that. You don't actually care whose it is, because really we can be aware of the people sitting next to us on the bus, or the people in the apartment building across the street, or the people in another country or other lifetimes. I mean, it can just go on and on. So it doesn't matter, but you want to start asking that question of who does this belong to? So you get into the awareness that it's not yours. And then there's just an energy that goes, usually there's a lightness and expansive that's like, oh, yeah, right, it's not mine. And then what we do is return to sender with consciousness, which means you're sending it back to wherever it originated from. And with the energy that they could choose to change it if they wish. And it's none of your business if they choose to change it or not. You don't go check it out. You don't, you know, keep an eye on them. You just send it back energetically with consciousness. And then whatever they choose to do it with it is up to them. And it becomes a constant question in your world, in your universe. Who does this belong to? Return to sender with consciousness.
Yeah, and that can be with any thought that you're having. You know, if it's like, oh, I don't like, you know, it could be at a restaurant. It's like, oh, I don't like that kind of food for some reason. And it's like, wow, where did this come from? You know, it's like, you know, that's a lot of times I ask, where did this come from? And does this belong to me? Is this mine? So that's how I usually will go with it from there.
Yeah, absolutely. And it can be the little things like the food thing. It can be the big things. I mean, and just in the class I was facilitating on the work on the weekend in Germany, you know, there was a gal who was really feeling like she had no desire to be here anymore, like to be alive anymore. And, you know, in questioning and processing with her, it wasn't hers. It was actually a family member's of hers that she was picking up on. And she didn't want to be aware that that family member would feel that way. So instead of acknowledging it wasn't hers and it was somebody else's, she just took it on as hers and was, you know, living her life as though that was actually hers, and it wasn't. And that can be really debilitating for people, because they can, or it can even be diseases. Like it can just check in. Is that, you know, is that hip pain you've had for 10 years, is that even yours?
Right. It's so with doing that exercise, it's so empowering to you as a human being, because it's like it gives you freedom. Like, wow, this isn't mine. So what other choices do I have here?
Yes. Yes, exactly. And sometimes it's a bit, you know, sometimes we have the same thing come up. I call them themes. I'm not sure that that's the proper word, but it certainly gives the energy. So, you know, if you had, as a kid, you were always feeling left out. And then as a teenager, you were always feeling left out. And then, you know, as an adult, you're always feeling left out. It's very easy then, you know, to pick up on that energy more so than other energy. So people say, well, you know what, it has to be mine because I felt like this since I was a kid. And yet we've been so aware since we were kids, we just kept buying that same story over and over as ours instead of, you know, acknowledging way back when that that wasn't even ours.
Wow. Yeah. So even history doesn't necessarily, you know, your history in this lifetime doesn't really indicate that these things are yours. So you might want to check in with things that you believe are yours even from a childhood growing up. So that really opens things up as far as empowerment goes.
Yeah, absolutely. And it really, like, it's a whole different way. And this is, again, one of the tools from Access Consciousness. And it's a whole different way of being on planet Earth, but it's life changing. I mean, it can be really simple and basic, like you say, the food thing, or it can be even bigger where people, you know, a lot of times people will come see me privately because they've got some sort of an illness going on. And then, you know, that's usually one of the questions of like, okay, well, who does that belong to? Usually it ends up to be one of their parents. And it's not done from a place of, it can be done from a couple places. It could be this, them trying to heal that parent. Or, and this one sounds crazy, but I think it'll make sense to most of us, is they're doing it as an honoring of that parent. So because that parent had diabetes, they're going to create diabetes too, because it shows them, you know, that connection, that honoring of, instead of saying, wow, would that parent really like you to honor them through having diabetes like they did, or through choosing another choice?
And that brings me to something else. Some of us, when you like, it's like I ask someone like, "How are you doing?" And it's like, "Well, I have this and I have that." And I'm like, "Wow, that's how you identify yourself as."
Yeah.
And you know, it's like, it's just like to shift that, because it's like you really should not be identified by disease. You know, it's like I like to identify myself with joy and happiness and love. Is the way I would love to identify myself, you know, to someone. So you got to be careful when you say those things. You know, you're claiming that as part of who you are, and it might not even be true.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's, you know, it really just takes you into more awareness of, you know, what you are putting into the universe is what you are creating. So your point of view creates your reality. So if you're willing to start looking at what you're putting out there and making those changes so that you can create what you'd like to in the world, instead of maybe what people feel like a victim to, you know, maybe they feel like they have to identify as those things because they don't have another choice. And, you know, that's one of my targets, is to let everybody in the world who would like to know there's always another choice.
Yeah, and I know for myself, because it's like when we only know one way, because I knew abuse growing up, so I would choose abuse because that's what I knew. And it took a counselor to say, hey, there's other options here. And it's like, wow, I have other options. And it was like, wow. So it empowered me to make other choices about who I was and defining myself. So really, it's just, it really is just being aware that what is yours and what isn't yours, you know, and what our choices are of awareness is also really, really powerful.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So we're going to be going to another break here. And after the break, it's like you and I are talking about this. It's the clairgustance and this clairalience. So it's like, who and what is that? So I wanted to talk a little bit more about that. And then I also just wanted to touch on channeling, what channeling is. So after the break, we'll be back. And that's what we're going to discuss, those clairs that we never even heard of. At least I didn't hear of those two, and you heard of one. So we'll go from there. So thanks for tuning into the Energetic Toy Box. And we'll take a short break now, and we'll be back in a bit. Thanks.
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
Julia Stubbe is a visionary artist whose artwork is a magical process of transformation and creation from a space of pure heart. Pulling inspiration from every oracle and being as they surround her, she captures the very essence of their spirit from within. Her art is an extraordinary expression of the inherent beauty of life. And by gifting yourself or a loved one an original piece of art by Julia, you are nurturing and honoring your entire being. Visit her website at www.wellnesstreasures.com today.
Tune in to Spirit Speaks every week for advice just for you that is channeled from Divine Source. Host Amaya is a spiritual teacher and guide who helps listeners actively develop their full potential. Each program includes a channeled soul reading and is ready to discuss the teachings with you every week. Topics include a variety of religious and spiritual aspects, plus healing modalities and intuitive development of self. Spirit Speaks can be heard live every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Seek greater awareness.
You are enjoying the Energetic Toy Box. Julia would love to hear from you with any questions or comments about the show. Send your emails to julia at wellnesstreasures.com. That's julia at wellnesstreasures.com. Now, back to the Energetic Toy Box.
Welcome back to the Energetic Toy Box. I am your host, Julia Stubbe, joined today with our guest, Glenise Hughes, and we are exploring our psychic capacities. So, Glenise, it's like in researching this, because it's like I came up with clairaliance and clairgustance, and you said that you were aware of clairgustance. So tell me about that.
So clairgustance is the tasting where you would psychically taste. And I have never experienced that to my knowledge, but I've certainly heard of people where they might taste like different medications if they're talking to people who've crossed over, they might taste the different medications that they were on. That's kind of my experience with it. It's very, very limited. And you know what? To be honest, I'm grateful. I don't actually desire to psychically taste things.
Yeah, I can see that. I had my experience was with clairaliance, which is smelling, and we had to do remote sessions, Reiki, on those that were in hospice care, and I could smell urines, and it was so strong. It's like I called my teacher. I'm like, it's like, this is just so overpowering. She goes, okay, you're done now. She said I didn't have to do anymore because apparently I passed the test for connecting in.
Oh, well, I have a really quick, I'll make it really quick story with the psychic smelling if I can.
Sure.
Okay. So one of my clients came and she had a session, and both her mom and her mother-in-law had crossed over. So they both came through, and her husband, who was a big skeptic, didn't want to come to the reading, didn't want to know anything about it. But when she got home, she said, I just want you to listen to the part when your mom, you know, joins us and starts sharing stuff. So she put the audio on for him. And when his mom joined the session, he had a full-blown asthma attack because he could smell her cigarette smoke. And from then on, he was a true believer. He would come and see me on a regular basis and everything. It was so funny. So I didn't know there was a proper term for that, but that's the psychic capacity she gave him.
And what's really interesting is it was just on the recording that she came through on the recording as well, which is pretty cool how that energetically works. So, like, you know, anything that energetically happens, like on a replay of the show or your show, that travels through energetically just as much as the live does.
Absolutely. And my guess is that she was sitting there waiting for him to listen and gave him an extra dose too.
So what's the difference between a medium and a channel? Or is there a difference? Can you go on with talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, from my point of view, there is a difference. So as a medium, it's like, you know, you and I having a conversation right now. I have a conversation with dead people. And as a channel, the channel allows that energy to enter their body and work through their body, whether it's through speaking or whether it's through writing or drawing or whatever it might be. So there's a difference kind of in energetically how you're receiving the information.
Okay. So, and with channeling, it's not only it's just information, and to me it could be information as far as healing information, which to me when anybody asks, they say, are you psychic? And I'm like, I don't really like to use that label. I'd rather consider myself a facilitator and a channel where the information comes through me and then goes into you and then gives your body the information to heal. So that's how I consider the as a channel, that as clear as my channel is, the clearer their information will be.
Cool. Awesome. Yeah.
So that's the way I've looked at it. So, I mean, I do hear dead people. I've had, you know, an ex-boyfriend's grandmother come see me a couple times. And one of the things that I, with the clairaudient, I just want to give this as a hint, because it's like those voices can drive you crazy, where the first time I learned, I had an entity follow me home and visit me because they were trying to find somebody, and apparently they thought I could connect them with them. And I would always tell those voices just to shut up, you know, to be quiet. And what it really was is I could tell them to leave and go back to where they came from or to guide them into the light. So, and that actually quieted the voices in my head. So that was just something that I really learned. So anyway, we're coming up on the end of the show, and it really went quick, so I really want to thank you again. So you have a couple of upcoming classes or things you've taught that you would like to share with the listeners a little bit about?
Yeah, absolutely. I have one that starts next week. It's a little bit different than most of the ones I do, but it's I did a radio show on it actually called When Life Falls Apart, and people just went so absolutely grateful and demanding more that we've made it into a two-part series. So it's called When Life Falls Apart, and it's really about people who are either going through or have went through a really difficult time and just helping them through that. And it's in order to ensure everybody who desired to be part of it, I've got it at a whole $19.99 Canadian, so that anybody can join us. It's the two dates. I think it starts next Monday, and then we'll meet again in 2 weeks so that people have time to utilize the tools and have their personalized processing and all of that. And then one of the things that I did last year, which you'll find in my store on my webpage, which is glenice.net, glenyce.net, is a psychic capacities intensive, where we went through and did 4 weeks of calls, and we had clearing loops and written clearings and different discussions around all of the psychic capacities and really how to utilize them. So that's all ready for download in my store, just under Access Consciousness in the store, Psychic Capacities Intensive, and that's $197 for that. So yeah, and of course there's other things too they can check out, and please check out my radio show also on Voice America. And yeah, how much fun can we have?
Yeah. Well, I'm really grateful, and I really appreciate you for joining me today and taking time out of your schedule. I know that you are just constantly on the go. So for you to take time out, I'll tell you, my heart just expands tenfold just knowing that you did that for me. And if anybody wants to get a little bit more information about me and the services that I offer, you can visit www.wellnesstreasures.com. So next week we're going to have we're going to talk about the sun, the moon, and the stars, and it's going to be, you know, the rituals that we go with as far as, you know, when we have a new moon or a full moon. So that's going to be quite interesting. So again, thank you for, you know, sharing with your your thoughts on the Claire sisters, right? And I want to thank each and every one of our listeners for tuning in and listening today. And I appreciate each and every one of you. And I'm really, really grateful that you took the time out of your day to listen. So I look forward to sharing with you next week on the Energetic Toy Box when Carol Lee and I explore the sun, the moon, and the stars. Thank you so much. Have an awesome week, everyone.
Thank you for tuning in this week to the Energetic Toy Box. Please join Julia Stubbe next Tuesday afternoon at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time, for another exploration on the Voice America 7th Wave channel. We hope you have an outstanding week.